On Tuesday, the Czech Charter 77 Foundation awarded two young Czechs, Jakub Štěrbík and Stanislav Vodička, this year's František Kriegel Award for outstanding personal courage. A year ago, the two stood up to skinheads, shouting hate slogans and giving the Hitler salute. For his efforts, Mr. Štěrbík was stabbed in the neck. His friend, Stanislav Vodička, came to his aid and was also knifed. Jan Wellinger has the story.
Roughly 1 year ago, on May 10, 2008, in the town of Strakonice, South Bohemia, Jakub Štěrbík and Stanislav Vodička attempted to stop skinheads from shouting hate slogans and giving the Nazi salute. Mr. Štěrbík tried to reason with the extremists, and the reaction was immediate: a knife attack which struck him in the neck, an injury that left him confined to a wheelchair for several months, and from which he has yet to fully recover. In the incident, his friend Stanislav Vodička came to his aid and was also stabbed. Both attackers are now in prison, one of them for 12 years. Members of the Charter 77 jury who awarded this year's František Kriegel Prize called Štěrbík and Vodička modern-day heroes for acting solely out of a sense of civic duty. A little earlier, I met with František Janouk, the chairman of the Charter 77 Foundation.
These two young men showed an example of civil courage, which is so much needed and so much missed in our society. One would expect that our citizens should react in this way normally, but unfortunately it is an exception. If you see some neo-Nazist skinheads provoking on the street, the most of our citizens try to avoid them, not to see them, not to react. And these young people, I was very moved when I handed them over the prize. When they saw a group of skinheads showing the Hitler greetings and shouting, Jews should go to gas chambers, they just told them stop it. And they were attacked.
For their efforts, both men on Tuesday were presented with not only the award, but also checks for 20,000 crowns. Afterwards, Mr. Štěrbík said he did not consider his actions an act of heroism, but most, including František Janouk, disagree, not least given the current rise in extremism, which has left some politicians at a loss. According to František Janouk, renewed emphasis needs to be made in education.
We have neglected the education. Our system of education was very bad. We couldn't persuade kids that what was happening during the Second World War was something terrible, disgusting, revolting. We should perhaps bring more people to the concentration camp. My father was in Auschwitz and Birkenau, and I visited this camp afterwards with him after war. And I remembered the deep impression this visit made for me. If we would organize school excursions to these places, I think it would help.
Some schools, of course, do organize such trips, but it has to be said that even positive projects of late have been overshadowed by news of more and more neo-Nazi marches in parts of the country. Demonstrations intended, say observers, to spread hatred or at least raise tensions against ethnic groups, namely the country's Roma minority. The government has pledged to act, but so far presented few solutions.
Jan Wellinger, a reminder that you're with Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, coming to you from the heart.